Yes, welcome to Reset Radio on 104.6 here on Planet FM, the city of Planet FM. Today, the 31st Saturday, March, long weekend, Easter weekend. I hope you're having fun. Today, I'm here, Pierre Bahati, with my brother.
Hello, actual.
Yes, and also we have the best. We have some visitors, we have some guests. As we're going to be talking about African Film Festival, many of you have been there, you know what it is. It's just up on again. So just first, music, reggae. Yes, I was talking about how today we're going to be talking about African Film Festival, which is coming very, very soon. We have guests here in the studio. And yes, without taking much of their time, I'm going to let them introduce themselves and tell us about first what is Film Festival. First, we are going to start with Mr. Kuribari.
Hey, Pierre, thank you very much for having me this year again. And this year I'm with Ayo here. As you know, we are really, really crazy about the African Film Festival in terms of sharing our culture with all the fellow Kiwis in New Zealand, and at the same time for our children to learn about our cultures and, yeah, to understand everything about Africa through film. That's really what we are a lot about. Hmm. Yeah, so I'll pass it on to Ayo.
Hi, my name is Ayo, and yeah, like Bubak said, it's all about film, everything African film.
Yeah. That's great. So this year, you have again selected the best, like you always do. Out of African is always the best. So just tell us about how the film festival that the whole organization is doing right now, in terms of everyday work challenges and stuff.
Oh, at the moment, Pierre, it's really madness, I have to say. We've got so much to do, but we are really almost there. And the first thing I have to say is that the opening is on the 5th of April, which is next Thursday. And that opening is really sold out, I have to say, more or less. But we got an arrangement with Rialto Cinema, to sort of give us a second room. So that's really how far it's already going. Mm. So the first room is sold out, and then the second room is coming up, so people don't have to panic. Mm-hmm. They will find, will make sure that they get rooms. Yeah, so that's what is happening at the moment. So we are organizing, making sure that the opening night become great as usual. As and just hear from you guys telling us that you really enjoyed last year, which is very, very
nice.
It was really nice. It's really nice from us to hear that. But yeah, this year we have gone a step mile than last year. Last year we had 11 films and 7 days. This year we got 20 films, 19 feature and one short, and we extended to 10 days in Auckland. So to me, that's a really big step. So we are really having the organic growth there. The festival is really looking after itself and growing slowly, slowly. Mm. So that's really where we are.
Oh, that's very, very good. And is it like last year where you have it all over New Zealand, like in Wellington and all those places?
Yes, this year again we'll have Wellington. Last year we had two showing in Christchurch. We still haven't decided on that yet exactly. Hmm. But last year we had two showing in Wellington in conjunction with Canterbury University.
Will it be the same time like you have it here?
No, it won't be. Wellington is going to... Auckland is from the 5th to the 15th of April.
Okay.
Yeah, and Wellington is going to be from the 9th to the 13th of May.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
Yeah. So that's really what we are going to have this year. And I have to say that it's always really a pleasure to find people like Ayo who really specialize in filmmaking. To be able to get them in the team and for us to work together. So it has been a really great pleasure for us to be able to get people like Ayo to work with us.
So yeah. She will be your backbone then.
Well,
backbone, I don't know about, but yeah, part of it, yes. Yeah, I've been having fun too, yeah. When I knew about it, I was so ecstatic because I love African film and African movies generally. Yeah. And the lack of it in New Zealand is not I'm not really happy with. So when you told me, when I got to know what the organization is about, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm sold out.
That's where you are.
Yeah. I'm at home there.
And can you, we're going to talk about it a little bit, can you tell us about the opening, like what people are expecting, what can drive me just to that opening day?
Well, the opening, as I keep saying, is that we do the opening not like anyone else. Mm. Literally, it's African way. Mm. And when I say African way,
there's a drum in it.
Well, drumming it, but receiving everyone in a very warm welcome with open arms, with Ethiopian coffees, African drums, of course, but singing. And at the same time, what is very, very important to us, the fact that people who come to the cinema, we see them as very important people. So therefore, in that way, we have a tradition of accompanying people who are important to the seat. So that's exactly the same tradition that we apply. So the musicians play the drum and the singers lead everyone into the cinema.
So Piri will be beating the drum too?
Yeah.
Not on that day. But I'm sure. Last year, you had some food, and I hope this year also you're going to have some food.
We will have food, we will have wine, we'll have Ethiopian coffee for people who love coffee. Yeah, we'll have a special Ethiopian
coffee. If there's a food and you don't invite Pierre,
it's not coming back. And I have to say, Pierre was so interesting and very nice for you guys to come and do interviews with us, with people on the spot.
Yeah.
And we really, really appreciate that.
Yeah, I think we did it last year, and this year we will do it again.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Yeah. That would be fantastic. Yeah.
And I don't know. I haven't seen, maybe because I haven't been much on social media, I haven't seen a lot of advertising. People who want to know, like many of those, movies, the film you've got so far, where they can do, where they go in this time, what do they do?
Okay, well, the good thing is that we got Ayo here, who is the social media person, looking after all our social media. But our website, African Film Festival, nz.org.nz, you'll see all of them there, or you go to the, what's the name? Rialto Cinema website.
Okay.
But I do let Ayo talk about all the great work he's doing. She's doing for social media.
That's really flattering. Oh yeah, in terms of social media, what we are looking into doing and what we've already started doing is putting in movies that are coming up. But then we started up until on Monday to make sure that we are not just churning out movies. We have teasers, we have pictures of what to expect, we have some of them what is it called now, the making of some of the movies. But then coming up from Monday going forward, we're going to be bringing out teasers, we're going to be showing trailers of movies to expect, so we're going to be doing countdowns of movies. So people are, and the good thing is people have been like really, really responsive. And every time things go up on social media, on the Facebook, people are there to like, people are sharing, and people are asking questions that are pretty interesting.
Yeah, so nowadays, like, social media is going like crazy.
It is the way forward. Nobody, even if people are not watching the TV, they're on social media, like hunting what is happening. Even though they say they're not there, but people are there already, which is good. And then we're getting questions that are like more interesting. Like people are wanting to know what they need to do to be a part of the festival, like going forward. People are wanting to know how they can go about making movies that they can submit for towards the film festival, which is pretty, pretty good. Yeah, knowing that people are interested in it actually makes, drives the passion to want to do more.
Oh, that is
great. Yeah. We have those films from Africa, and most of the time, like for example, like last year, they are being in the local language. Of course, they've been interpreted in English, but can you just go like on a few films, the ones probably you think maybe are so like a very, very interesting, and just tell them the name and
Trust me, all the movies are interesting to start with. Like I've seen, like they all have different. They come from different angles.
Yes,
like you would like this for this, and like the other one for the other one. So they are all good. But in terms of, that's a very. I don't know. That's a tricky question because I can't say off the top of my head. But if you ask
you don't
the ones that I am partial to,
yeah,
that's a different question. But I don't want to say that.
And in fact, I was just trying to trick you and see whether you have, whether you chose the movie. You have those ones are the best ones. So
no, they are all good.
But I have to tell you, she has been telling me from day one. There is one film called He Even Has Your Eyes.
I love that.
Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that one. Where Heaven Has Your Eyes? Where the film was made, and what is it about? Just like roughly.
Without actually giving out the movie, it's French, but it's fully subtitled in English. And the major reason why I like the movie is because of a grandmother figure in the movie. So there's this adopted grandmother who is a typical Afro mama. Like, if you want to know what, fine, she exaggerates a little bit.
If you are an African, or in case you grew up in Africa, you understand what really means about Afro mama.
She's like an epitome of African mother, but she does exaggerate a little bit. But you can tell the accents, the action, the everything. Like you'd be like, oh yeah, that is so my mama.
You know, if you guys have a talent which probably not many has, because you know, have 54 countries in Africa, and
we make it 55 because of the diaspora.
Oh yeah,
55. We are the biggest nation,
exactly.
And how based on what you just you go select films in those countries, because I know there's a big competition, there's a big film industry in Africa now is becoming so big. And based on what kind of skills you can just tell us you use to go select those movies?
Well, Pierre, that this year it was very challenging. In order to select the 19 feature films, we have to look at over 200 films to come up with that. So it was very, very challenging. But what it is that we have to always consider what is going to work with our New Zealand audience. We have to consider that a lot, because sometimes you have films which may work well in Africa, but the New Zealand audience doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. Or it may work well in USA or somewhere else, but the New Zealand audience doesn't like it. So that's really, really important for us to make sure that we got things that not only is great about Africa, in terms of, when I say great about Africa, it reflects the reality, the truth about Africa, because we don't hide anything, but at the same time, making sure that the New Zealand audience will like it. So that's really how we look at it. Yeah. And then the countries become very, very challenging, because we do want to represent everywhere throughout Africa. But we have to take the long-term view that, well, actually, if there isn't a great film about this country or this area this year, it doesn't matter. Next year, we will have it. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's, for instance, our first time to have a film from Burkina Faso. But somehow this year, Burkina Faso is well represented. Last year we had nothing from South Africa. This year South Africa is well represented. Mm. Last year we had something about Nigeria. The year before we did, but this year we have nothing from Nigeria. Mm. So so it's a juggling, really, really juggling there to go on. But it's we have to really think a lot about the audience here, which is very, very special.
Yeah, maybe the question that an ordinary person may ask, what was the idea, you know, behind all this, you know, bringing in those films and,
In terms of starting the African Film Festival. Well, the whole thing is that the African Film Festival all came from Akofi. When the current team, in terms of the trustees, we were actually the founding member of Akofi. So when we're having Akofi, we said that we have a brainstorming and we say, how can we share African culture better? Because I have to say that I don't really see that much of our culture is shared by us in this country through Africa Day or one thing. It doesn't really share enough of it. We go, we drum, and then go away, and people understand only drumming on that. But however, through a film, you see everything about the country, about the things we are talking about. So then from that Akofi, we decided, right, let's do a film festival. And that was a challenge, because we knew we did not have a clue where to start. So that's a long story. 5 years down the track, here we are. We are doing our fourth edition. We really, I believe that from where we are.
I think it's really very good to bring in the side of the Africa that's not seen.
Yes, that's right.
Because we are known by genocide, civil wars, you know, drought and famine and all of that.
Yeah.
But forgetting the good side of the continent, I think it's good to bring it out.
Well, the whole thing is that if you tell me about war, which continent doesn't have war? When people say Africa got war, which continent doesn't have war? You tell me. If we say war in Africa, you're probably talking about two or three countries at a time. Well, which continent doesn't have that? So to me, that is not a problem. When you talk about famine, everyone gets every continent gets a calamity sometime. You see what I mean? You get drought, of course you have famine on that. So you have to prevent it, you have to do things. So to me, those are nothing to be ashamed about. But the misconception is what is hard. And to be honest with you, if you want to see a film to understand a lot about that, we got a film here called Soleil, the Sun. Please make sure you see that.
Is it in French?
It is in French, but it's subtitled in English.
Oh, okay.
But it takes you through the history of Africa. I don't want to give much away, but it starts with Sundiata Keita, who was the king of the Mali Empire in the 12th, 13th century. He wrote a constitution, which until now, it's a constitution which is older than any European country's constitution. You see what I mean? But so the filmmaker is looking at him and today, what all the great idea he had. And where did it go wrong that then others turn around and say, oh, Africans are like this, African like that. So literally that will bring that. No hatred in it, nothing. I just feel it's a beautiful movie that I believe that every African child should see.
And maybe would you make it like have your own film and film production in the future maybe?
Well, to be honest with you,
somebody in the room.
That's the people like Ayo.
Somebody in the room.
Those are people like Ayo, and she can talk about that as well as Ali from Egypt, where we got his short film. Last year we showed his short film. This year we are showing another one again. But those are a place that African young filmmaker like Ayo can really.
I'm looking forward to a time like that we can call crew members together and be like, hey, we're shooting this thing, it's going to be for Africa by Africans, and then it's in New Zealand, and then we just get it out there, because we have a lot of stories to tell.
We just need the
medium to tell it
and come out. That's really very nice.
That sounds great. Sounds good. You have, checking this booklet here, you have 11 people when it comes to trustees and team members.
Yeah.
When it comes the time to select the films, you guys, you don't get some conflict to know, do this, know that you have someone who's going to send Ayo to bring the films, and what she's going to say, that's what you're going to, that you don't have some conflict in between you guys, once to know, choose my country, choose my country. Now you
No, we haven't had that, saying choose my country, choose my country. Mm-hmm. We don't work like that. We work with the idea of what the public would like, and is this representing the story well here? Because sometimes we have, this year, for instance, we had quite a few film, three or four films treating the return of African children into Africa,
okay.
The conflict. So we have to decide, well, which one represents better. Mm. You see what I mean? The conflict that the children
have. It's all about the message that is sent.
So. The message that is sent. And we agree on that probably Walai was the best one to represent that. Mm. And that's our opening film.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's your opening film, and that's a really beautiful film on that.
Mm. Something else that I like.
Too much. You need to talk about
something because I came fully on board this year, and one of the things that I noticed that I actually really like is the fact that the African Film Festival wasn't going after films that are just Africans. So, for example, in Nigeria or in Burundi, this is the film that everyone is talking about. They're not just going after those kind of movies and bringing them into show. Mm. They're going after movies to tell story, movies that are culturally inclined, movies that have the element of Africa in it. So, which was why, like, because initially I was like, I don't get why this movie is not showing in film festivals when it's so good. But then after I understood what the film festival is actually about, I realized that it's not, because that's, people are always like, oh, but there's this film that is being shown. This film is making a lot of money. But yeah, is it telling the story that they want to see here? So when I joined, when I came for some of the meetings, when I met some of them, I got to understand that, oh, this is how the people want to see the movie, and this is what we're going to show them. We're not after a westernized African story, if you get what I mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more African infused culture in movies, telling good stories. Yeah.
So that's good. Yes, we're going to have a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about people who are behind you, people who are supporting you, and also we're going to be talking about a connect. How do you get to connect with the young people when it comes to this film? Definitely the film which you bring from Africa, they do inspire our young kids, probably, and also educate them about Africa, since most of the media, they talk about Africa like a place, a no-go zone, and also a place of maybe wars and problems and a lot. But I'm sure the job you're doing by bringing the films and from Africa, we teach them a lot. So when we come back, we're going to have a short break. We're going to be listening to Brenda Fassie from all the way South Africa. And you're listening to Israel Radio on 104.6 Prime FM.
Who's them sideways? Not that it's a right out of Babylon, and we're going to our father's land. Yeah. How good and how pleasant it would be before God and man, yeah, to see the unification of all Africans, yeah. As it's been said already, let it be done, yeah. We are the children of the Rasta man. Children of the I am man. Africa, unite, 'cause our children wanna come home, yeah, yeah. Africa, unite, 'cause we're moving right out of Babylon, and we're grooving to our father's land. Yeah. How good and how pleasant it would be before God and man, to see the unification of all Rasta man, yeah. As it's been said already, let it be done. Children of the Rasta man. We are the children of the Aya man. So, Africa, unite. Africa, unite. Unite for the benefit of your people. Unite for the state of life.
Welcome to the Rasta Radio. Brought to you live by Rasral Radio, Planet FM 104.6. I'm your Oscar Luxwell and my friend.
Yes, Pierre Bahat in the studio for today. Long weekend. It's so wonderful to have 4 days off, but you know, it makes me feel sick.
And Pierre, people have been calling, where are you hiding?
Yes, sir. If you want to know where I've been hiding, just don't forget to tune on Rasral Radio on Saturday next week, then I'll be telling you where I've been hiding. So the question has been answered. Yes, today, Saturday the 31st, we've been talking about African Film Festival, and also, yes, it is a long weekend, so I guess you're at home listening to us. Film Festival, African Film Festival in New Zealand, which is a way to get to know much about Africa, not what you have been told by the media, or maybe what you have seen from different angles. I want to ask Koulibaly about, you obviously you have a lot of supporters when it comes to in terms of sponsorship and stuff. People who you started with, are they getting stronger? So asking this, I want to know whether African Film Festival, you can guarantee people, is going to be on and on and on.
Well, Pierre, I first really have to thank you, give a lot of credit to the team who working behind the scene. I'm the one talking here, but people like Rosamine, Victor, Dev Tomo, Gerard, let's go on, and then you got Ayos Francis and a farmer working from Europe, Halim from Egypt. So, and then we got the Wellington team as well, which we call the ambassadors in Wellington, which are Memuna as well as Martin. So they're all supporting us a lot. So really, I have to give a special thanks to them, because, and it doesn't stop there, because people like Nadine are doing amazing job as well behind the scene.
That's a big team.
It's a huge team. To be honest, if you've got a lot of people helping us, giving us their time to help us. And I, from what you're saying, are we here to stay?
Yes.
I can say, yes, we are. I was just telling you that last year we had 11 films. The year before we had 10.
Yeah.
This year we got 20. You see, so that says a lot.
And you also mentioned that one room is full so far, that all tickets are sold.
The opening night, literally, yeah. Rialto has to associate a new room because the first room is full. Yeah, so really, really have to say thanks to the public because they are supporting us a lot. And I couldn't say better than what the president of the Pan-African filmmakers, which is that's an association of filmmakers in Africa. I got around to meet Mr. Sisoko when I was in Mali this time. They were thrilled to learn how much support we are receiving here. You see what I mean? And at the same time, people like Francois Akwabu, the director of Festival of FESPACO in Burkina Faso, again, it was the same thing. They are really, really happy to see and how the African film is getting a lot of buzz around the world, and particularly in New Zealand here. But at the same time, you got VidAfrique happening in Canada, which will be just a few days after us. And then you got New York African Film Festival. You got the Royal Film Festival in London, and so on. The list just goes on. So African film is growing. And what I say is that we have a lot of stories to tell, as I used to say before. And we couldn't afford to tell them in terms of film. Now the equipment are cheaper. We got a lot of trained people. So it is really time for us to be able to tell those stories. And that's what the filmmakers are doing. And they are doing an amazing job, to be honest with you. And based on that, I believe that we are here to stay. And we have a lot of support through our sponsors and our patrons. And my special thanks to them, as well as our partner and consultant.
So let's get down to the numbers. How much is a ticket?
Well, the tickets are normal Rialto cinema ticket, except for the opening night. The opening night is $29.50 because you got drinks, you got entertainment on that, and then you got the film itself. But the other ones, the adults in normal day is $17.50. I think the student price is that $15.50 or $14.50? And then the senior and children are $12.50. So that's a normal cinema price. And what people have to realize is that we do all the hard work, but the cinema belongs to someone else. It does not belong to us.
And a special discount?
No, unfortunately not.
Yeah,
unfortunately, there is no special discount unless you are a student, so you can have a student price.
While we're off air, I just got to learn that African Film Festival is not on Grabon, so you can. There's no nothing special.
It's like any other film festival.
Look, last year I got a chance to interview a lady who came from Australia, and she told me that she specifically came because of that opening, and she wanted to see, she was here to see about three films, which means you guys, African Film Festival in New Zealand is just like is known. They won't even, she even said that she wants to know whether there's a way you're going to have an African Film Festival in Australia.
Yeah, that's something we have been thinking a lot about. But every time I talk about it, all my colleagues say, Boubacar, you are crazy. Don't even talk about it. So I go inside my shells. But in terms of people coming from other places, last year I believe we had around two or three African who came from USA. And this year as well, I know someone is coming from New Caledonia, someone from Perth, one from Melbourne. So those are people I especially know already. But this year, what I have to say is that we had had so much requests from Africa of people who wanted to come and be part of a festival. I have to say we feel a little bit scared that we're not ready for that. But we didn't have a funding for it. But we believe that next year is our fifth anniversary. It is a step that we have to seriously consider and take it because people are really knocking at our door that they want to come for it. You see what I mean? So that's what we have to do.
Probably this to Ayo. Last year, if you looked at, it's not that like the African, because African Film Festival, there should be like a big number of Africans. But if you look at the number of Africans who are living in this country, especially the young people, if you look at the opening, I was there opening. There were not that many. So what do you do in terms of just connecting with those young people and or maybe what you have put in place just to connect with them so they can just like attend to those films so they can learn?
In terms of that, what we're trying to do through the social media is to project the witty, funny part of the movie that they would be interested in. So, for example, Babak already said, I have a favorite one, which is Even Has Your Eyes. There are some funny snippets that are there that anyone, like any young person, will relate to. That we are showing in the trailer, in such a way that if you watch the trailer, you want to see the pictures we put there, teasers, and then we want to ask questions as well. Like we, from Monday on, we're going to be asking questions that are related to the movies that people will want to look into, so that people can understand them more better. So yeah, in terms of what the younger audience can. What we're doing for people like me, because I'm young as well, is that we are doing, we are just showing, like we're projecting the more fun part, the more witty part, the more quirky parts of the movies, just so people can know that it's not just a boring, things to do. They're just like, they're fun. They're actually fun. I've seen quite a few of them, and I can say they're pretty intense, but they're pretty fun. Yeah, they're good. They're good stories.
Yeah, and Pierre, in that as well, we have tried really hard to learn. It was in Auckland, we actually had less younger people, but in Wellington, we had a lot of young Africans. Because what happened in Wellington is that the Victoria University Student Association, they really gave us a lot of hand in Wellington. So we work very well together, and that was great. And this year as well, we are working with the Auckland University African Student Association to work with them to give us hand and then trying to do that. Because in terms of field selection, we had them in our mind from the beginning to the end.
Yes, yes.
If you look at film like Walai, it's a challenge that they got. African child grown up outside Africa, going back to Africa. Do you belong or you don't belong?
In between.
Yeah, you see what I mean. And Ayo's favorite, he even got your eyes. It's about a child.
Yeah.
And a lot of, and Fatima from Morocco is similar as well. So it's a challenge that African children got, and we really got that in our heart, and we'd like them to understand that a lot.
Yeah, also, there's this movie there that I intentionally not watched because I just want to see during the film festival. It's called Captain Thomas Sankara.
Yeah.
There has been a lot of things going around the social media now about this guy, and sincerely, when I first heard about it, I was like, and my husband was like, seriously, you don't know about it? And I'm like,
I think this guy, I bought a lot of his books.
Thomas Sankara.
The guy is interesting. There's a lot of things that we need to learn from him.
That's my style.
That's what we need to learn as well as younger it's generations. History, like rich history. So things like that are going to be showing there. So definitely for.
And that's a thing, as well as Soleil. It's just a lot to learn about. A lot of what we are trying to do as well is that for Africans to understand, African youth to understand what has happened or what is Africa all about. And not to just go, the media says a lot of things, but that's the same about every country. If there is no bad news, the media is not interested. And that's that. Yeah. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And at the same time, we take the view that here, how can I say, hear about Africa from the voice of the African.
Yeah, from that.
Someone who lives in that community telling us what it is about. Because let's face it, we got 54 countries, and every country is different. Every tribe is different.
It's different.
So therefore, you have to have someone from that particular tribe, from that particular country, to educate us as Africans as well as the rest of the world. So that's really what I love about it.
We are educating ourselves.
Exactly. And then you got a situation where we got a lot of films which run across many African countries, like Frontier, which is across many African, West African countries, five African countries. It's just amazing. As well as the women. Literally, it's a powerful woman's day.
Powerful.
Women power.
Women power.
During the opening day, on the opening day, do you have, like, you want some more volunteers or something?
Well, in terms of the volunteers, I mean, Rosemin is in charge of that.
Oh.
But last time she was telling me that she already got enough people on helping her. But look, anyone who can help us in many ways, it's not one festival. And we would like to link a lot with our youth who are doing films and art and that sort of thing. Because there are quite a lot in there. We are doing it for them. We like them to be involved and at the same time learn from it.
It should get better too, because I just realized this group on Facebook in New Zealand called the Black Creatives NZ. Right. I didn't know that existed until this year.
It's so, my first time to hear about
it. Yeah, I just joined the group as well, and I intend to put that in there because they're just like anyone of African descent that is into filming or arts. So once people like that, like that group, people within that group start knowing, then they start just like bringing down the information, and then they can
bring it out.
Yeah, they can. The more they know, the more they can share about others, and the more they will be want, like expect us to want to be involved in portraying Africa in a better way through the arts and the media.
You know how I know that many people probably they want to get an opportunity to be able to come to see there's an African Film Festival. There's some of the films you got in the African Film Festival. Is there any plan do you have? Maybe you have put in the press me sometimes later we can have like a film in the park, like a invite a lot of people maybe that one evening so we can get to enjoy?
Yeah, we can do that. Last year we did that with a film called Timbuktu. At Solo Park, but that was organized by Auckland City Council in conjunction with the African Film Festival New Zealand. So we worked together to show Timbuktu at Solo Park.
And you're doing it this year?
Well, we haven't decided on that because Pierre, before we do anything like that, we have to ask the right from the filmmaker, pay them for that right before we project it. You see, so if we pay for a given number of a projection, and any next extra projection, either the person have to give his permission to do so, or her permission, or we cannot just show it. We have to get that right first. But having already developed a relationship, if need be, I don't believe that will be a problem. And it would be great to work with the councils to do so. And even Te Papa in Wellington, we have been approached before, that maybe we should make some showing at Te Papa. In Wellington. And at the same time, I got a name from someone from Auckland Art Gallery, and we are working on that as well to be able to show some films at Art Gallery or work together. And
oh, that's good.
Good. So we are working through a lot of things like that. But our whole goal is to show more African films in New Zealand. And last year we are very happy already because the International Film Festival New Zealand shows something like 6 African films. The French Film Festival shows some. We show some. So literally the word is getting out. You see what I mean? And that's what I love about it.
And this year ARCC is going digital.
Okay.
And we will be doing a lot of production in different ways, and maybe we can work together and display some of your work and, you know, make you known.
Absolutely. Because it's all about sharing culture.
And since this program also is brought to you by ARCC, I think ARCC can give you money.
They have ARCC have contact, please.
As long as we get a discount.
Well, the whole thing is we would love your name to be in the sponsor. You see what I mean?
That's lovely.
And if you need money, just go to here. So before you go, make sure you get the number.
I will do that.
Let's take a short break. Then when we come back, we can talk about African Film Festival and the way how you can get there.
Yeah,
Yes, yes, you are listening to this radio on 104.6. I don't even know the name of the song. I don't even know. I know nothing, but I can see everybody here in dancing, the studio is just dancing. That song name's called, I'm sorry if I don't pronounce it properly, it says Amsar Mitike.
Yeah,
Metike.
From, you don't need a translation.
From Ethiopia, of course.
Yeah, from Ethiopia. Yes, definitely, yes. It's a nice song. Yes, recent radio on 104.6 Planet FM. Here, Pierre Bahati.
And Galwaxol. We are talking about African Film Festival.
Yeah, and also we have a guest here.
Boubacar Koulibaly.
And
Ayo Adesanya.
Of course, we've been talking about African Film Festival. And I got to see Miriam Makeba is in, when she has a film, one of them, one of the 20. And Boubacar, can you tell us?
Yeah, and that's Mama Africa. I believe that most people know about Miriam Makeba.
Yeah.
And I have a great amount of respect for what she did. For 30 years. She couldn't but go back to South Africa.
Yes.
I mean, she was based in Guinea. Next to, I saw Miriam Makeba playing in Bamako, in my language.
Oh.
She was in Guinea by Sekou Touré. She was, when Sekou Touré was the president, so she couldn't go back to South Africa. So, really, she fought so much against apartheid. So, but what we got is that we got another film which started Krotoa. That's the first sort of a black and white marriage in South Africa. And apparently people like Frederick de Klerk are descendant of her.
Multicultural marriage.
That's right. So to me, Miriam Makeba is at the end of the era of a racial discrimination in South Africa, and Krotoa is at the beginning. So really, if you want to know a lot about the beginning and the end of apartheid and what these women, because these two women are just amazing fighters, and they have such a spirit, and their spirit is just, injustice is not on. Social injustice is not on. Please, we are all the same, black and white. Let's just live together and peacefully and respect each other.
Yeah.
So that was really the story. So that, I really have a lot of respect for that. In South Africa, we have to say that it's wrong to think that the racism or apartheid was supported by all white, which is totally far from that.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Totally far from that. And we got another film in there, which is called Nobody Dies Laughing. And that's again by an African who was making so much joke about apartheid and the way they do things that you won't believe it. So really, I have a lot of respect for these people. And at the beginning, as I say in my this year welcome, they said that the first Paco said that they will fight injustice with their films, and these people did with their art. You see what I mean? With their music and with their art, and literally, that's all we are doing is that showcasing what they do, what they stand against. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Which year she passed away again?
Miriam Makeba, I think, oh my God.
I think it was last year, wasn't it?
I think it was not long ago.
Not long ago.
It will be at least 3 years ago. She passed away in Italy because she was in a concert and she collapsed.
And she collapsed.
And then she didn't
I believe there's some people who, even if they die, you feel like they're still alive. I still cannot tell that Mandela's gone.
It's only when it's all about the impact you have created.
Yes, it's only when I sit down and start meditating on him. I cannot. I don't even think it's true. I don't believe like Dubi is dead.
Yeah,
I feel like he's alive.
Well, these people have left a lot for us and a lot for us to reflect on. Yeah, but what I wanted to say is that this film festival, Ayo can say how much we are looking at the power of women across the continent. That's something which I have an enormous amount of respect for. And
most of people, they still think Africa, they still treat women as like a, you know, people with no voice.
But people still do sometimes. It's always going to be there, African or not African, irrespective of where you're from. It's always there.
Oh, Pierre, you are opening the wound.
No. The reason I'm just saying this is because probably in Africa, people they will see in different ways.
We may
say yes, a little bit yes, but outside of Africa, they think African men they don't treat women as they deserve. We don't give them that same right.
It's I believe that it is a huge misconception. And at the same time, it is even wrong for us to just say Africa. As we say before, we got 54 countries.
Yeah. And one country is different from the other.
Tribes. Every tribe is different. Every country is different. However, the right of women is universal. You see what I mean? So we all have to fight for the right of for women, and that's really one of the reasons why I love showcasing these powerful women across Africa.
And you selected movies from different countries, and also you selected one from Rwanda. Rwanda is the country which has a big number of, I think, ministers or maybe member of parliament.
Right.
Most of the big number, they're women.
All women. Right. Yeah. This year I'm really happy we got two films from Rwanda, Ntore and Sacred Water. And Sacred Water, I believe that many people will love that film because it is like people think that sex is taboo in Africa. But
people don't talk about it.
Film is talking about it openly. Not in any way which is pornographic or anything.
About education.
It's about education. It's about talking it. And people to understand their part and their body part, really. That's what it is.
That's really nice.
So that's really what it is.
So we have a few days to go until the opening. Obviously, you just said the tickets are all sold out.
Well, not all. Well, the first room is sold out.
No, first room is sold out.
Yeah, but the second room is getting open.
So people can still just buy. So we don't discourage people who are wanting to just come. You will still have a space for them.
That's for the opening, and you have to see beyond that. There is a huge amount of films, as great as of the opening film.
But for people who are listening, they can just contact ARCC, and then ARCC can, can relay the information to you guys.
That'd be great. And go to our website.
I was feeling so happy that people can contact the ARCC and can hook them up with some tickets. Can you give the ARCC phone number?
We're not giving the tickets.
Okay, just
we are showing ARCC them the way.
How they get to contact the ARCC?
Just call us 846-0110.
That's right. Then you can just give more information about how you can get a ticket. And also, they can visit the website.
African Film Festival NZ.
And also, don't forget, we have a Facebook page, which is...
same African Film Festival.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes, and great. Don't miss the opening night, $29.50.
Yeah. True. And also, the opening night is always amazing because you get to
it's
meet.
It's always beautiful.
Yeah, you know that time you get to talk to, I mean, mix and mingle with a lot of people from different places.
From different places.
Time you give, you allow for people to talk about the films, about what they think about Africa, whether because the second year, I got to talk to this guy who thought Africa could not produce a film.
Mm.
And I said, wow, you haven't even seen the Nigerian movies, they are everywhere.
That's the second biggest film industry in the world.
Yeah, so
Nigeria, Nollywood produces more film than any other country, except India.
Mm.
Yes.
So I guess this is a time for you out there just to come and see what is out of Africa. The film from Africa. And another thing is I know people may be expecting things like, they want to see. I mean, because they come with what they want to know, they want to see. If I just, there's a movie from Rwanda. I want to see. This is about a genocide. You know,
I do understand that. But when you see the films, they will understand how Rwanda is a happy place.
Mm.
And since the genocide, let's face it, Rwanda is one of the best developed countries in Africa at the moment. Mm. The Rwandese has been done amazingly well.
Mm.
And they had to come in for themselves and see what is happening.
So it has been a pleasure to have you, Kuribari and Ayo. Thank you very much once again, and we hope we're going to be there. Yes, we're going to be there. We're going to be interviewing people. And on behalf of Lucero Radio,
I think you will come back after the film.
Yes, so we can talk about how it went, and also we can give you the feedback from the people who we interviewed. And yes.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much once again. You were here with Pierre Bati, Kalwat, Kuribari, and Ayo. And stay tuned here on the Planet FM. This was a Stereo Radio, and we'll be here again Saturday. In the meantime, enjoy your long weekend. Happy Easter. Remember, don't drive over 104, I think, and also don't drink and drive. Oh, do not fight. Yes, I will see you again next week.
We know where we come from, but we don't know where we're going.
That was our show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5, on Planet FM 104.6.
And on the web, www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetteredradio.